Are you signed up for WISO's daily newsletter? I'm Caitlin Schrader, the digital editor at WYSO. And each weekday morning at 6, I send you the latest headlines from our community and across Ohio. Our reporters are producing trustworthy journalism that connects you to our community and goes beyond obvious answers. Stay informed and inspired each morning and sign up for our newsletter today at wyso.org/newsletter.
Hey there, I'm Lee Wade. You just tuned into WYSO Youth Radio. We're working with high schoolers across the area to share their stories through sound, straight from their lives to your ears. This next generation turned all the way up. Next up is Landon Williamson, who recently graduated from Tecumseh High School. He teamed up with his mom, Misty Beatty, to create this story that sheds light on invisible disabilities.
When you think of the term chronic illness, what do you imagine? Do you imagine a person lying in a hospital bed, hooked up to an IV? Do you see a kid in a wheelchair? If you see any things, you may be correct, but you might see me as well, a healthy-looking, active, and positive student. During freshman year, I started getting the worst headaches of my life. These headaches made me miss school, I stopped hanging out with my friends for a while, I quit doing martial arts, and I didn't join the swim team. MRI after MRI, medication after medication, nothing was helping. Finally, after 3 grueling years, they suggested I might have something called SUNCT. SUNCT stands for, bear with me, short-lasting unilateral neuralgiform headaches with conjunctival injection and tearing. It is a rare headache disorder that consists of bursts of moderate to severe burning, piercing, and throbbing pain. Mom, all right, so how has my diagnosis impacted you?
It made me learn about different people with handicaps, zebras, people that look normal and they got other stuff going on. So it made me more compassionate towards others. It made me just try harder to be more positive and push through my pain because I knew you were going through a lot more than probably I was going through.
Yeah. So I know you have had some chronic illnesses. Could you go into detail on those?
I have Chiari malformation type 1. It's where part of my skull didn't form right, and it caused some issues throughout my whole life. And I learned that I needed a surgery, decompression surgery, and craniectomy.
Yeah.
But it was a journey.
It really was.
It was a long journey, and I went through a lot of pain too, and we went through it together, and we learned a lot together.
Yeah, it was like a metamorphosis. We started as completely different people and came out new, better versions of our old selves.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it really was. You definitely give me strength because I've watched you go from a young kid that whined and cried and didn't understand why you hurt, and we learned, and you took that like you do in the gym, and you do it mentally too. So you did not just do it physically, you do it mentally, and you do it with a smile on your face and a good attitude, and that's just amazing.
I only do that, smile through it and push through it with a positive attitude because you made me. I remember times where I was hurting and in pain and I didn't want to move, but you pushed me, you made me get up. And in the moment, I hated you because you made me move and it hurt worse.
I know.
But in the long run, moving around and you pushing me past my boundaries, it really helped me grow as a person as well. And I know I'm not the only kid you've helped. We went to the clinics and stuff, and you talked to parents with kids that have similar disabilities and things like that. And you told them to push their kids to their limits.
Yeah.
And they've told you the benefits that I've reaped. So
right.
I would like to thank you on behalf of me and everyone else you have encouraged and helped.
Mm.
You've pushed me and many others to be the best versions of ourselves that we can be.
It's what moms do.
Yep.
You know, it's the mom thing.
You heard it here, folks. She's everyone's mom.
Yep. Love
all
everybody.
Right. Mwah. All right. Thank you, Mom.
That was Landon Williamson and his mom, Misty Beatty. WYSO Youth Radio is made possible with support from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council. And it's produced right here at WYSO in the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices.